Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Live from Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses in the Bronx, Westchester Talk Radio presents the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. On a blustery, cold, wintry day here in November, we are kicking off Veterans Day weekend here in the Bronx, as several food vendors are going to be on hand, including the iconic Walter's Hot Dogs, because we are here for the first annual Eugene Warrington event. And if you don't are familiar with or not familiar with him, he was a distinguished World War II veteran who is the iconic owner of Walter's Hot Dogs, and they are one of the many vendors represented here today. As veterans will eat free for this very special day and weekend event. And we're very happy to be a part of this here today. And by the way, I want to take this opportunity to also let you know, we at Westchester Talk Radio are proud to announce a brand new program that we're going to start tomorrow. It's going to run once a month, specifically to honor veterans. It's called Why We Stand. And we want to thank our friends at Scarsdale Ford, who will be hosting us beginning tomorrow. We're going to be on from 11 to 1. And each and every month, we're going to hear some wonderful stories from veterans about their service to this country and all their efforts to protect our wonderful country here in the U.S., and we really look forward to that. So please tune in tomorrow for that. Now, I have as my very first guest here, representing the host for this event, Lifestyle Westchester, which is actually the presenters of this wonderful event today. We have with us Justin Albano, who is a committee member, a team member, if you will. It's been for a very short time, but also has his own business, which we'll get into. Justin, good to have you with us, and just a wonderful day to do this.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Now, you are a committee team member with Lifestyle Westchester, the presenters of this first Eugene Warrington event. Now, I know you've been there for a very short time, but give me some of your impressions of what you've had working with them so far.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great organization. I've known about it for several months now, and I'm happy to be a part of it because it's one of those organic organizations that kind of just started with the hopes of focusing on small businesses, focusing on your community and giving back. And in that way, we've grown. It's really taken off.
Yeah. And again, this is the first annual event. I think it's really wonderful what they're doing to not only honor our vets, but you know, give them something extra special for this particular day, a chance to eat for free, and that really is really nice.
Yeah, for what they've done for us, it's the least we could do is put something small together like this and have a little fun today.
And we certainly hope for a big turnout. As cold as it is outside, as I said, we're indoors here where it's nice and warm. I'm sure many, many veterans will be coming out today, and we really hope they do from all over.
Yeah, I don't think the cold's going to stop them at all, that's for sure.
I don't think so. For free food, I don't think it would either.
No, right.
Yes, indeed. As I said, we're looking around. As we said, we have truck vendors outside. As I said, Walter's Hot Dogs is one of many that's going to be represented here today. And again, just a real festive atmosphere building here on this Friday. And but let's talk about what you do here. You're not only here on behalf of Lifestyle Westchester, but also you have your own business, TrueView Home Inspections. Now, they're based in Westchester. Right. What do they actually do?
Yeah, well, TrueView Home Inspections is it's a home inspection company. It's licensed in New York and Connecticut. We're based out of White Plains. We've been open for 10 years now. And we work with home buyers who are buying their homes and getting ready to make the big move. They get the accepted offer, and they need a home inspector to inspect the home, the structure, the electrical, the plumbing, the heating, the cooling, everything. And we're there for their safety and for their financial safety to make sure that there's no major surprises that sneak up on them once they and their family moves into the home.
Now, we should say your title is principal inspector. So what does that entail for you?
Essentially, I'm the owner, except I'm a full-time home inspector. I'm on the job daily with my guys. I have four employees and all licensed in New York and Connecticut, as I mentioned. So we're usually bouncing from job to job daily and performing those tasks.
And by the way, we should mention TrueView is one of the vendors represented here today. That's why Justin is also here. So specifically, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking for some home inspections around here, I mean, and they get in touch with you, what kind of questions do they ask? The most frequently asked questions?
Well, they always want to know how much the repairs are. That's the first thing. But you know, those are the things that. You know, usually we like to put together a full report and then discuss our biggest concerns. We want to make sure things are safe in the home, first and foremost. And then we want to give them an idea of how much things can cost when it comes due to start making replacements and repairs. Because let's be honest, financial repairs can really make or break a home. And that's the goal, is kind of just prepare them. Some homes aren't perfect for somebody and they have to walk away. But it's unfortunately our job to share that news.
It's a step they must take. I mean, it's one thing when you look at the outside of a home, it looks beautiful, but when you peel the onion, you want to make sure there are no flaws in there, right?
Absolutely. We're trying to give them a good general overview of the property so that they understand how it functions, but also to make sure that they know it's in good order, or it's been maintained, and it's not going to be a money pit for them.
How long has this been around, TrueView?
I started TrueView in 2007.
10 years now, you've
been doing it. Yeah, 10 years now.
So what led you to start this?
Well, my family was all in real estate. They were all commercial brokers in the city or working for local businesses in Houlihan Lawrence and a few other Keller Williams offices throughout Westchester County. And I didn't take the salesperson route. I kind of decided to do my own thing. I met a nice home inspector who took me under his wing. I worked with him for a few years, and after that, I decided to open up my own shop. And since there, I've kind of grown with a few people who've joined me.
Yeah. So you learned a lot of things when you first started out. Say, I want to try this myself. I want to take the plunge here, right?
Absolutely. You know, growing up in a family that only spoke about real estate, it was probably hard to find another career path. But this is a little bit different than everyone else.
So you were exposed to it early enough. Say, hey, I want to make this a career at some point.
It wasn't. Absolutely. I knew I'd be involved somehow, and this is the way it went.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going really well.
It is. Thank you very much.
If anybody would like more information about TrueView Home Inspections, where can they contact you?
Oh, well, we can be found at TrueViewHomeInspections.com or TrueViewHomes.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, Instagram.
So you're all over social media.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Really enjoy the day, okay?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Once again, we've been talking with Justin Albano. He is a principal inspector with TrueView Home Inspections. They are one of the vendors here, but also he has some involvement as a committee team member, albeit for a very short time, with Lifestyle Westchester, the host for this event, the first Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event. I'm Jim Fleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on the start of this Veterans Day weekend here at Pelham Bay at Split Rock Golf Courses in the Bronx. We're here for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, if you just joined us here on this blustery, cold, wintry day, again, this is the first annual event honoring Eugene Warrington. Of course, he was the iconic owner of Walter's Hot Dogs, one of the many vendors represented here today. And before we get to our next guest, who is with Walter's Hot Dogs, I want to let you know that we at Westchester Talk Radio are absolutely proud to introduce a brand new program which is dedicated to honoring vets as we start off this weekend. It's called Why We Stand. It all begins tomorrow and airs monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio, live from our friends at Scarsdale Ford. And you'll get an opportunity to hear and meet some veterans tell their stories about their bravery and courage in serving our country. You won't want to miss that. That's tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on Westchester Talk Radio. Be sure to join us from that. And now I'm happy to have as our next guest, speaking of Walter's Hot Dogs, again, one of the big reasons that we're having this event today, is Catherine Woodward, and she is the granddaughter, right? The great-granddaughter of Walter, who founded Walter's Hot Dogs way back in the 1920s?
Yeah, he founded it in 1919. Yeah, so we're on 98 years right now.
So how does it feel to be kind of a legacy in all this?
I mean, it's amazing being a part of a family business. We're fourth generation, and you're just so proud of it. You know, proud to carry on the tradition and, you know, be carrying on our grandfather and our great-grandfather's legacy.
Yes, and again, as we said, it's free food trucks for vets. Veterans are going to eat free, and Walter's Hot Dogs is one of the many vendors that is represented today, so you must be proud of this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited, too, that it's honoring, you know, our grandfather who passed in August, and we're happy we're going to be making it an annual event with all of our food truck friends. You know, we have Souvlaki truck here, Longford's, Abeats, and those are trucks that we work with all the time. We're really close with them, so we're really excited about the event today.
Well, I know you've been to many other events, but this has to be extra special because of the day and the weekend that's dedicated to vets. And we should mention again, as far as Eugene Warrington, for those who may not know, again, he was a distinguished World War II veteran who was the iconic owner of Walter's Hot Dogs for all those years. And again, you're one of the many vendors that are represented here today. Hopefully we'll get a great turnout, do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. We think we'll get a great turnout. Got a lot of positive feedback about the event, and you know, a lot of people are just excited to be honoring, you know, veterans and seeing their favorite food trucks.
So what has made Walter's Hot Dogs so popular around the area all these many years?
So Walter's, since it's been around since 1919, it is a Westchester institution here. You know, our building's a U.S. Nationally Registered Landmark. But it really just goes back to, you know, the hot dog. It's our own special hot dog. It's a blend of beef, pork, and veal. We have our own Walter's mustard. So, you know, first and foremost, just the product, the consistency over the years, and, you know, the nostalgia that people hold with going to Walter's, you know, generation after generation after generation. It's really just an experience, and they just, you know, want to share that experience with more and more people.
So every time you serve somebody, I mean, it's like that tradition continues each and every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and again, as I said, that you've been at many events that we've gone to. You travel all over, mainly the Westchester areas where you concentrate on a lot?
Yeah, we do events all over the tri-state. So, you know, heavily, obviously, in Westchester County, but also, you know, Connecticut, New Jersey. We've been to Long Island a few times, you know, for a lot of weddings and private parties. So, you know, the Walters tradition carries on beyond just Westchester County, for sure.
It's kind of a name that sells itself, isn't it? I mean, basically, they'll come to you if they want to have you host an event.
Yeah, absolutely. So our food truck, we do mostly, you know, private events. We do public events, a lot of fundraisers like this one that we're doing today, a lot of weddings, bar mitzvahs. So we really get to be a part of, you know, people's celebrations and big occasions in their lives. So it's really cool.
Yeah, so really... private, public, big or small, you do them all, right?
Yes, private, public. You know, we do anything from, you know, 5,000 people, like a beer festival, or, you know, we do things with, like, Captain Lawrence and local, you know, a lot of local people in Westchester, and also private parties anywhere from 20 people to 75 people to 200 people. So we can really serve, you know, any crowd size.
By the way, I want to mention to everybody, they're probably asking, how long is this event going today? Well, I'll tell you right now, it's on until 4 o'clock today.
Yes.
If you're listening to this right now, any veterans, anybody, please come out and enjoy this event. It's a really, really special day. And Lifestyle Westchester, by the way, is the presenters of this fine event. So, Catherine, if anybody wants more information about Walter's Hot Dogs, can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Walter's Hot Dogs, our website is waltershotdogs.com. And also for our food trucks, you know, to inquire about a party or an event, our email is truck@waltershotdogs.com.
Okay, truck of Walter's Hot Dogs.
Truck at waltershotdogs.com.
Truck at, okay. All right, Catherine Woodward, thanks so much for joining us, and have some fun today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Again, we've been speaking with Catherine Woodward. Again, she is the great-granddaughter of the founder of Walter's Hot Dogs, Walter, who founded it back in 1919 and is helping out here at this wonderful event, which is the first Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event, as where veterans will eat free on this Veterans Day holiday kickoff. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a crisp, cold, wintry day here on this Veterans Day. We're here at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses in the Bronx. We're here for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets, presented by Lifestyle Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Maddie. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Yes, you can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, but before we do, I want to also remind you, incidentally, that with this Veterans Day, as we pay tribute to these vets, we're pleased to announce here at Westchester Talk Radio, we're starting a brand new program tomorrow that's going to air monthly right here on Westchester Talk Radio, specifically for honoring vets. It's called Why We Stand, and we're pleased to have as our partners and host Scarsdale Ford. Each and every month, we're going to be there, and we're going to hear some wonderful stories from vets about their service to this country. You really won't want to miss that. Again, that's monthly, and that's going to be 11 to 1 tomorrow right here on Westchester Talk Radio. Be sure to join us for that. Now, let's get into our next guest here. He's representing one of the vendors here at this event at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses. We're here with the creative director of Bigger Fish Marketing, and he is Christos Sidious. And Christos, good to see you today.
Hey, Jim. It's nice to see you today. How's it going?
Good. Now, as I said, you're one of the vendors that is represented here today. How long has this been around this company?
Oh, we've been in business for about 10 years, leading design, marketing, and branding through New York, New Jersey, and a couple other states throughout the U.S.
How did you decide to get started with this business?
Well, I pursued design when I was in school. My brother pursued marketing when he was in school. And about 10 years ago, we decided to go at it together and created a company where we could help other businesses tell their story through marketing, through design, and digitally.
Well, let's face it, we're certainly in an age where social media is so powerful.
Absolutely.
Best way to get your name out there, and you are part of that, right?
Absolutely, and that's one of the best parts about my job is that we get to meet with great businesses, great people, and help get their message out to their audience.
Now, you told me off air this is the first time you've been present at an event like this.
Yeah. We're really excited to partner with Lifestyle Westchester. They're tremendous up here in the Hudson Valley, and we're really honored to be part of this great day for Veterans Day.
I was going to say, your impressions of that, because it really is extra special. Again, for those of you who tuned in, what this is, the Food Trucks for Vets. Again, for this day, veterans get to eat free. I think that's really, really nice what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, they put in a tremendous amount of heart and effort for our country. I think the least we could do is put on a nice event for them, celebrate them, and have a great time.
I mean, yes, of course, we always say thank you for your service, and that goes without saying, Christos,
yeah.
But also it's another way to give back to them. Say, here, some free food for the day. Thanks for all you've done. We want to give back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, as I said, as far as Bigger Fish Marketing, so how has the company been growing over the years since it's been in operations as far as expanding it?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I mean, social media has really helped us get out into the digital factor. We've been doing print and collateral, event promotional design, branding, logo for many years now, but digital is really where it's headed, and mobile, app design, web design. We're pretty capable at all those media, and it's been really exciting to partner up with folks.
Now, Bigger Fish Media, Bigger Fish Marketing.
Yeah.
Again, you have a main office in New Jersey, but you say you have a presence in Westchester now, and today is one of those events you're at that's representing that, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we started in New York City, then we kind of spread, opened up an office in Woodbridge, New Jersey, and now we have a presence up here in Westchester as well.
So let's say if somebody's doing a startup around here, and they are looking for some social media help, and they come to you for the first time, what are the most frequently asked questions that you get from them?
People are always wondering how they can, get started talking to their audience, their prospects. They really want to know how to get their message out to find their followers. It's not an easy task, but you know, if you have good search engine optimization, if you have a good brand, if you have solid design for your web experience, and the experience is consistent through your sales process, you know, it's really easy to market for that. A lot of folks find challenges in developing that message and developing their brand presence, and that's really where we kind of jump in and help with our professional experience. We have over 150 customers, happy customers, and we're really just, our best effort is to see our customers succeed.
How big is your staff with the two locations you have? I mean, here in Westchester, you say you do it from your home, which is really good, by the way.
Yeah.
But overall, what's your staffing like?
Yeah, so our staffing, we have a number of interns that work in our main office in Woodbridge. We have three sales folks. We have a head of development, and he powers a team of about 10 web developers. So all in all, we're probably about 15, 16 people strong. And, you know, obviously we can work with writers, we can collaborate with your staff to help put together any projects that you're looking to execute. So, you know, reach out to us. We're happy to help.
As you say, it's getting your name out there, having a presence, and again, social media is, and branding, it's all connected, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I see you have a shark here on the desk.
Do you like our shark?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really nice.
Great brand color.
Our engineer mixmaster, Matt Cann, he loves to call it Flipper.
Flipper.
That's his nickname for it.
Yeah, don't let him bite you, though.
That's right. If anybody would like more information about Bigger Fish Marketing, where can they get in touch with you, Christos?
Absolutely. Biggerfishmarketing.com. You can reach out to us via our phone number. You can give us a call. Our office number is 732-596-7824. Or you could walk in. We're on 53 Main Street, Suite 2 in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Great information. All right, Christos Sidious, Bigger Fish Marketing. Thanks for joining us. Have fun today.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
Once again, we've been speaking with Christos Sidious. He is creative director with Bigger Fish Marketing. They have an office in New Jersey, but as he said, they do have a presence here nearby in Westchester. We're here in the Bronx, of course, not too far away. If you just joined us again, Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Veterans Food Trucks for Vets event presented by Lifestyle Westchester. We're going to take a short break and come back right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses here in the Bronx. We're here for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event presented by Lifestyle Westchester, where veterans eat for free on this Veterans Day. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Yes, you can. Westchester Talk Radio. Before I introduce my next guest, I just want to remind you that we at Westchester Talk Radio are absolutely proud to introduce a new event tomorrow, specifically to honor veterans on this Veterans Weekend and beyond. We're going to do this once a month from our friends at Scarsdale Ford. It's called Why We Stand. And what it is, veterans will come in and talk to us about their stories, about their brave and honorable service to this country, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Again, it's going to be once a month, and it all starts tomorrow right here on Westchester Talk Radio from 11 to 1 right here, and that's going to be at Scarsdale Ford. Please join us for that. Now, I'm pleased to have with us as our next guest one of the distinguished veterans that are being a part of this event here, and we're pleased to have with us Scarsdale resident Anthony Robasco. He's an Army veteran who served in the Korean War, and Anthony, thanks so much for joining us, and may I say thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, my name is Anthony Robasco, and I signed myself in the military service in 1948 with the 101st Sigma Battalion in Yonkers. And I served 4 years. And then in January, and I went to Camp Drum, New York. I was stationed in Camp Drum. I was stationed in Camp Gordon, Georgia, and were shipped overseas as a unit. When I arrived in Japan, I operated Amtrak radio. And what Amtrak radio is, if you have a field phone and you crank it, I could talk to you from wire to wire. Now, yep, on the other side of the mountain, there's no wire in between you and I. The signal will go to a central switchboard, then transmit it in the air. That's where I would be. I would receive the signal and relay it down to another carrier unit, and then it go. It will be demodulated, and then you pick up the phone. I'll speak to you. During the Korean War, I was assigned. I was detached from my unit, and I was assigned to the 24th Infantry. As the line moved up to the north central part of Korea during the winter months in January 51, I supplied radio communications for the 1st Marine Division on the Han River. I supplied radio communications for the 19th Turkish Brigade. I also supplied radio communications for the 6th Rock Infantry Division. So I was a forward team receiving signals and relaying it to the nearest unit. I tell the cadets at West Point, the worst thing in a man's life or a woman's life is to be alone. Now, you're a young man, you're in my shoes, you're 19 years old, you're thrown from a hot to zero weather overnight. I tell the cadets if the river freezes total and trucks go across that riverbed, that's how cold it was. Survival was unbearable, it was treacherous. And the reason I was alone, I was a radio operator. And the first thing you do as a human being, you mimic to yourself to hear a voice if you're still alive. The next thing you do as a human being, you say to yourself, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? We're ambushed constantly by the Chinese. And the next thing you do as a human being, you urinate 10 or 20 times a day to occupy yourself. It isn't that you are a coward. It's the stress and tension that you're against. So I talk about myself. In the meantime, when I was with the Turkish soldiers, their discipline, this military soldiers, we have right shoulder arms, and they have right shoulder arms, the opposite we do. And the officer, or I'm sorry, the sergeant, he hit the stock underneath his chin, hit the barrel, the bottom of the barrel, and a stock hit him in the chin, almost knocked the teeth out of his mouth. And I told the private, I would have took the weapon and hit him over the head and buried him. I also supplied radio communications for the 6th Rock Infantry Division. Their discipline, there was one morning, the fog sat down on top of the mountain like a blanket of snow. You think you'd be able to walk from one mountain to another mountain. That's how thick the clouds were. The dampness would eat you up alive. Survival was unbearable. In the meantime, the sentry was in his foxhole, wiping off his weapon, and he touched the trigger housing, and a few rounds bursted out. Everybody jumped out of the foxhole. You have a Loomis badge. I have a Loomis badge. I can see you in the dark. You can see me in the dark. And he relayed it back and forth that it was an accident. The sergeant the next morning called the private to bend down to touch his ankles, and with a big stick, he whipped him 2 or 3 times. For punishment, what he did, he made him go down the foot of the mountain and carry up 5 gallons of water 2 or 3 times. when I was with the 6th Rock Infantry Division, we supplied radio communication with the English Newcastle called the Commonwealth. Then I was doing a month, March, April of 51. The Chinese broke through the lines and retreated 30 miles in 2.5 days by foot. My radio transmitter weighed 55 pounds. The straps were walking, sleeping at the same time. In the meantime, you picture this area here, an ammo dump. We had three tiers of 50-gallon drums of gasoline stacked high up in the air that we set fire thousands and thousands of gallons of gasoline. We set fire vehicles that needed minor repair. We took 50-gallon drums of gasoline and we poured them in all the wells to contaminate the water. These are some of the war tactics that we did in combat. About 15, 20 years ago, I sent my documentation in to the Korean government, and the Korean government gave my wife and I 5 days free lodging, and we flew to Korea. When I arrived there, I met a young boy. He was about 40 years old. He was with his mother, and she was an army nurse. And he taught history to fifth and sixth grade students in Portland, Oregon. He said, "We'd like to hear from you veterans." I said, "When I come back to the United States, I'd be glad to write something for you." In the meantime, I wrote him an 8x10 page, and I mailed it to him. And then he writes back to me, says, "Come on, there's more to it." So I wrote another two more pages. And then my son says, "Hey, Pop, your punctuations are no good. I'm going to redo it." And I wrote the memoirs of a lone soldier about myself in combat, which was published in the Korean magazine. The Korean people, they suffered tremendously. They walked miles and miles and miles just with all the clothing, whatever they had, carts. And I'm losing my subject.
It's an incredible story, I must say.
When I was...
A lot of incredible memories of that.
I also... I just lost my thought. But aside from that, when I was with the... I mentioned this... Colonel from the United Kingdom, there was something that stuck in my mind. I didn't know where it was in Korea. So I described it to him. There was a mountain with a pass and a railroad, a river running through that pass with a railroad alongside the riverbed. And we had three tiers of barbed wire all along the riverbed with 50-gallon drums of napalm bombs. And he opened up a map. He says, "This is where you were, son." And I said to him, "Could I have a copy of it?" He said, "Well, you write to me. I'd be glad to give you." But in the meantime, the Chinese came over the top with mules, and we recovered about a dozen mules. I had two mules. One mule was a American mule, which had U.S. on his hindquarters. He was very vicious. I couldn't do nothing with him. The other mule, she was so gentle, I was able to put 5 gallons of water on her back, and she would take it up the ridge for me. Because of that incident, the army engineers would throw pontoons down the far end of the riverbed, and the Chinese float up against the pontoons, and then with a backhoe machine, we bury it because the stench of the human body is unbearable.
Just an incredible story. I mean, your valor, your service, and you've done so much for this country. And we really, again, thank you so much for all you've done. And we hope that this event gives us something back to you, because you certainly deserve it.
I wish I could extend it. My mind is not functioning today.
Well, understandably. But again, I really thank you for joining us, Anthony. And again, I hope you have a wonderful time again. And again, thank you for your service. Thanks for everything you've done.
I wish I'd be able to. I tell my sons, there's two types of veterans. There's a veteran and a combat veteran. When their father tells me they're in the Navy, the Air Force, they have a roof over their head, they have electricity, they have heat, hot water. When you don't have that, and you're living like an animal on the ice and snow, their survival's unbearable. I tell the cadets, we had three cans, like Del Monte tomato sauce cans. One we call a dry good can, consists of two breaded crackers, powdered milk, pot of coffee, and a dab of jelly. The second can could be sliced peaches, sliced pears, or a fruit cocktail. The third can could be corned beef hash, Franklin Market spaghetti, or two hamburger patties. We used to take the dry cut can, scoop up the soil, crimp the corner in, put gasoline in it, and that's how we made a sterno. I tell the cadets at West Point, for every ration, you get one napkin. And that napkin, you say, that was your toilet paper. I tell the cadets at West Point, if I took a shower 5 times in 1 year, it was a lot. I tell them, if I had to do it all over again, I'd rather be in the infantry. And the reason why, every 15 days you get rotated off the front lines, you have a hot meal, change of clothing, and take a shower. If I took a shower 5 times in 1 year, it was a lot. So I talk about myself when I was in combat. Now, I'm going to mention something else. One morning, I heard a fellow waving. He said, boys, come over here. I want to talk to you. And when he approached, it was, I don't know, a deacon or a priest. He says, boys, would you like to receive Mass? Of course, we all said yes. And he says, boys, remember, there's no such thing that you cannot eat meat on Friday. You don't know today's your last meal. I didn't know how he got up to the top of the mountain. I didn't know how he got up there. One morning, there was a peasant plowing the field. And he had an oxen. He was drawing a stone. He was plowing the fields. And he'd go, hoy, hoy. And the oxen would pull the stone and he'd plow the field. I said, let me try it. I got behind the oxen. I yelled, hoy, hoy. The oxen didn't even budge. He didn't recognize my voice. Another time, I crossed the village. And in the village, it was a hut. And inside the hut, there'd be a fireplace on one end. On the opposite end would be the chimney. And the heat would go from the fireplace underneath the floor and heat up the side. This is the way they heat up the huts. I went alongside the hut. I saw a lot of crevices in the ground. I had no idea what it was, so I dug it up with my shovel. And what they did, they took huge crocks of rice and they buried it underneath the soil with a rock. And when the monsoon rains came, it fermented and raised the soil up. Boy, my mind is slipping.
Just fascinating what you did. Well, Anthony, thanks so much for joining us. And again, we're proud to have you here with us. And thank you for everything you've done. We appreciate having you on today.
I wish I could extend it more.
That's okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Again, we've been speaking with Anthony Rabasco again, joining us, telling some wonderful stories about his time in Korea.
During the Korean War, there was 5 major campaigns. I have in my military record in writing 4 Bronze Stars.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I didn't know how I earned them until I came home. Each unit I supplied radio communications for was awarded, and I got awarded with them, plus the presidential unit citation.
That's great to hear.
That's it.
Congratulations. Right. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. Again, we've been speaking with Anthony Rabasco, again, a Korean War veteran for the Army. A wonderful story you've been telling about his time in Korea. Thanks for joining us once again. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses in the Bronx, New York, again, for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Veterans event, Food Trucks for Events. And we'll take a short break and we'll be back right after this.
So you want tickets to Hamilton. I know. Who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton. The hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on the start of this Veterans Day weekend here at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses here in the Bronx. We're here for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets, as vets eat free today. Presented by Lifestyle Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Before I bring in my next guest, I just want to remind all of you, we at Westchester Talk Radio on this Veterans Day are proud to announce the start of a brand new monthly program that we're going to air beginning tomorrow with our friends at Scarsdale Ford. It's called Why We Stand, and it gives veterans the opportunity to talk about their stories of bravery, courage, and valor in their service to our country. You don't want to miss that. That's tomorrow from 11 to 1 from Scarsdale Ford, right here on Westchester Talk Radio. Hope you'll join us. And now joining us, our very next guest here at this event today, we're pleased to have with us Ron Tochi. He's the Commissioner of Veteran Services in Westchester. And Ron, your thoughts on this first of its kind event? Pretty good turnout today, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can honor veterans and make people aware of the sacrifices that they went through to allow us the freedoms and the enjoyment of living in America. And as a reminder that we need these kind of people to sustain this country. So I want to thank everybody from Westchester Talk Radio who made this possible, and certainly people like Gene Warrington, Walter's Hot Dogs, who was a World War II vet, and they decided to honor him. So you guys are all part of the greatest generation in every respect.
And again, for those who may not know, he was the owner of the iconic Walter's Hot Dogs. In fact, we had the granddaughter of the founder of Walter's Hot Dogs on with us earlier, Catherine Woodward. Great story that we had from her and her ties to the family and continuing that wonderful tradition. But let's get back to you, Ron. As Commissioner of Veterans Services, what exactly do you do?
Well, in Westchester County, we are really pleased and privileged to be able to serve not only the veterans of Hudson Valley, but also the families that go with that. And what we do is, as an all-purpose service agency, not only do we help the veteran reestablish himself in civilian life, we honor them by making sure that all the benefits that they earned while they were in service are given to them. Some of them require claims to be filed against the VA for damages, disabilities, and so on, pensions. If they're deceased, the family's entitled to benefits and so on. And we do everything from employment services to housing possibilities, as well as all the claims that we file, but also the tributes that we pay to so many special people and the heroes that served in our area. So it's a privilege for me to be serving them as the head of the agency. And anytime we can make people aware of monuments and memorials and so on, it makes younger people ask questions. Oh, what's that out about? And that's the only way this country is going to sustain itself, is through the future generations to appreciate and understand and certainly try to emulate those special veterans that fought before us.
So your job basically is like for veterans who are honorably discharged and helping them make the transition back to civilian life. That's one of the things you do.
Yes, that's absolutely what we do, as well as I said, while they're serving the troops, the families may have needs, and we also will do whatever we can to help them.
So, again, the veterans, they honorably discharged, again, in peacetime and war, you know, when they need your services, they contact your organization.
They should absolutely call the Westchester County Veterans Service Agency. And if anybody can record, the phone number is 995-2045. And if they want to, feel free to call us anytime, because we are constantly trying to make lives better for those people that come back who have served this nation.
So they'll find all these different services that are available to them. I mean, these services they've certainly richly earned. I mean, they paid their dues.
Well, a lot of the people that do get discharged go through what they call a TAP program. That's a transition assistance program that is mostly required by the base where they may be discharged from. But a lot of them get lost in the shuffle coming back if they're not from being discharged from a New York base. They could be California, could be Texas, could be any place. They really don't understand that there are agencies like ours that are there to help them and can cut through a lot of the red tape and the bureaucracy and ensure that they get the benefits that they earned while they were in service. So we implore everybody, if you know of a service family, if somebody serving, give us their name so we can become a pen pal and maybe even help them or their family before they get discharged. The worst case scenario, we get a lot of people who get discharged that are prone to depression, and the suicide rate among veterans in this country is something that is totally abominable.
Yeah, that is a real concern.
One every hour, be it Vietnam or be it current, actually commit suicide, and that's because of post-traumatic stress and brain trauma and so on and so forth. We can help these people. There are programs, myriads of programs, but if we don't know who they are or where they are, we can't help them. So that's our number one priority right now.
Indeed. And again, for those of you who just joined us, again, we're here at the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets food trucks for vets. Vets are eating for free. And again, I think really what ties into all this, Ron, is it's one thing we say thank you for your service, but an event like this, it's a way of giving back to those veterans, richly deserved.
Well, we want to thank you. You know, you don't have to be a veteran to be a true patriot. There are people that are true American in every way, and we want to say thank you to everyone who remembers our veterans, not only on Veterans Day, but every day of the year.
365 a year, I agree with it. Ron Tocci, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Once again, we've been speaking with Ron Tocci. He's the Commissioner of Veteran Services here in Westchester, joining us today. If you just tune in again, we're here live at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses in the Bronx for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Day, again, where veterans eat for free. Many vendors on hand, including the iconic Walter's Hot Dogs. That's for whom, of course, the late Walter, of course, had founded that, and we talked to the granddaughter of the owner of the iconic Walter's Hot Dogs as well. That was Catherine Woodward. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses here in the Bronx. We're here for the first annual Eugene Warrington Tribute to Vets Food Trucks for Vets event, where they eat for free, presented by Lifestyle Westchester. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell, Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You certainly can, Westchester Talk Radio. Before I introduce my final guest, just a reminder, we at Westchester Talk Radio are proud to announce a brand-new show we're launching tomorrow, specifically to honor vets, Why We Stand. And we're doing so with our partners at Scarsdale Forum. We're going to be broadcasting live each and every month, starting tomorrow from 11 to 1, where we're going to hear some stories from vets about their courage and valor in serving our country. That's 11 to 1 tomorrow, Why We Stand, right here at Westchester Talk Radio tomorrow. Be sure to join us for that. Now joining us, our very final guest for the day, I'm pleased to have with us again, representing the host for this event, Lifestyle Westchester, the founder of Lifestyle Westchester, Chirag Shaw. Good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on your efforts today, your first ever event. How was the turnout?
Turnout was great. You know, We've had a significant amount of veterans come, and it's just really nice just to make the day about them. You know, people have got to come share their story with you, enjoy their time with friends, spend time with family, and that's what this is all really about.
Well, we had a chance earlier in the show to talk to one of those vets, a Korean Army War vet. Some incredible stories he told us about his time in the Korean War. And really, it's more than just saying thank you for your service. This is a way to give back to them for what they've done.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because my family came here. My dad was a first-generation immigrant, came here with $8. And the life that he's been able to provide my family, and subsequently now I have a family, is all made possible by them. You know, outside my house, there's a flag that hangs. And every morning when I wake up at 4 o'clock, I go outside. It's pitch dark, and the one thing that has light, the spotlight glows on, and I see the flag. And every day I take a moment, look at the flag, and I give gratitude for all the veterans, because it's not just like a personal sacrifice, because all these people, it's somebody's, you know, daughter, father, husband, brother, they all have families too. So it's a big sacrifice to everybody. You know, I always think about it, and I tell my kids this, when somebody gets deployed and they go away, you know, they're actually in the field. But you have dozens of people outside of that are worried about them, that miss their father, that miss their uncle, the ripple effect goes on and on. So just for one day, I think this is just like a pebble in an ocean of the thanks that we owe these people.
Yeah, my father served in the Navy. It was not in wartime. It was between the Korean and Vietnam Wars, but he was served with great honor. And again, all these veterans, again, a chance to give back to them. And I think this is going to be an annual tradition. I really do.
Yeah, this is an annual tradition. And next year, we're thinking of doing it probably around May, where the weather's a little bit nicer. Today, I guess, was really, I could say, the first day of winter.
It sure felt like it, didn't it? Even though the calendar says November. But I think in spite of the high winds and the cold weather, I think they really came out in good numbers today.
Yeah, the numbers came out good. And look, in the end, you can never go wrong with the Walters hot dog.
Right.
You know, we've got to enjoy a gyro from the Slovakia truck. A Beats pizza has a cannoli pizza that we really like. It's like eating dessert as a meal. And you can just wash it down with some Longford's ice cream. What more could you
ask
for?
There you go. It's all complete, right? Yeah. Let's talk more about Lifestyle Westchester again, more about what you do.
So Lifestyle Westchester, I'm by trade, I own a real estate company, Gateway Realty, and I always thought it'd be good to tell the story of a community through video. So we went out and we hired a film crew and we started doing videos, and it really just took off, you know. My partner in Lifestyle Westchester is Moving Pictures. They're the ones that make all our film. And, you know, we've been able to go to dozens of businesses and be able to really tell the businesses' stories in a different way. And the cool thing is we just did a video for Bobo's Cafe up in Somers. That's a small little coffee house, and in the last week, the video's gotten viewed over 20,000 times.
20,000? That's
20,000 times. So 20,000 times, shared over 200 times. When I talked to one of the owners, Craig, he says, literally, we've got dozens and dozens of new clients or customers. And he goes, I can't even go to the supermarket without somebody approaching me. Hey, you're the guy from that video.
Yeah, so your name's get your more awareness out there, you're getting your name out there. That's what it's all about, right?
You know what it is? I realize this, that people run a business, and if you run a coffee house, you're good at making coffee, but maybe you might not be good at marketing or telling your story. Or the cool thing about Westchester is it's kind of like the city in the sense everywhere is pretty close to each other, but we have like this real barrier, I would say, between towns where going 15 minutes seems like a big deal to people. And like that was one of the things we wanted to break, because we figured if people could see videos and really what the ambiance and the experience of a place was, that they would get in their car and drive 15 minutes, and that's what's been happening.
If anybody would like more information about Lifestyle Westchester, where can they contact you?
The best place is you could, our website will be launching probably before the end of December. But in the interim, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Lifestyle Westchester. We do have every one of our videos we make come with contests, so we're always giving stuff away to people. So like us on Instagram or like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. And look, we always like to hear from the people very much. So if there's something great that these guys out there know that we should learn or take part of or want to share with the community, please let us know. We're always here to help.
Good information. Chirag Shah, thanks so much for joining us. Great job. Congratulations.
You did
a fantastic job today. Chirag Shah, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Lifestyle Westchester, which is the host of this first annual Eugene Warrington event. Again, it's the tribute to vets, food trucks for vets, where, again, they get to eat free for one day. And again, more than just saying thank you for your service, again, a good way to give back. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. It has been our joy today. I want to thank everybody, of course, Lifestyle Westchester. Thanks for all your help. And here, of course, at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Courses and the Bronx, great host. And to all of our guests, and of course, our special guest, our Korean War veteran, Tony Robasco, thank you again for your service. Great, great job that you've done. And to all of everybody who's helped us. I also want to thank our crew today, of course, Mixmaster Matt, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer, Andrew Castellano, our owner from Shark Creative and
and Shark Media, who puts all these events together. He does a fantastic job. And, of course, to you, the audience at home, of course, you make radio great as well. I hope you've enjoyed it today. Again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio Live. And don't forget, please join us from 11 to 1 tomorrow, where we begin our monthly series called Why We Stand, as we'll be honoring veterans tomorrow here on this Veterans Day weekend. For all my crew, this is Jim Cleafield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.